بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Let me first recite the first few verses from Surah Al-A'raf. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم صاد. كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين. اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء قليلا ما تذكرون. وكم من قرية أهلكناها فجاءها بأسنا بياتا أو هم قائلون. فما كان دعواهم إذ جاءهم بأسنا إلا أن قالوا إنا كنا ظالمين. فلنسألن الذين أرسل إليهم ولنسألن المرسلين. فلنقصن عليهم بعلم وما كنا غائبين. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts this surah with the greatest bounty and gift to the whole mankind, and that is this book, the Quran, that was revealed on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kitabun unzila ilayk. And in order to demonstrate the virtue of this book, Allah started with this initials, alif, lam, mim, sad, to indicate to us that these are alphabets that are the building blocks of our language, and the language has been the first and the most important gift to Adam alayhi salam when he created mankind. And because of this, the tool of language that human beings uniquely got, it's a unique gift of God to the son of Adam, to Adam and his descendants. Because of the language, we are now able to read the Quran. The Quran has been propagating from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Jibreel, to Prophet Muhammad, and from Prophet Muhammad to his companions, and they taught it to the next generation. So it has been propagated from generation to the other, and it was encoded in the book form. Why? Because of this virtue and quality that we got, that is called the language. So to wrap up all this in one word, Allah used Alif Lam Mim Sad, and then mentioned this book, Kitabun Unzila Ilayk. So if we have within this Quran, this book, everything is given in a book that is only less than 80,000 words. And that is the miracle, that how can you write a book of medium size or even a small size? I don't call it a very big size book in our standard. 80,000 words, even less, maybe 78,000 words. How can a book of this small size be enough for the mankind to show them the road to civilization in this world and the road to salvation in the day after and the eternal stay in paradise and what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything in this book. So the first and foremost, we need to acknowledge this. We need to acknowledge that this Quran has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kitabun unzila ilayk. So if we should not have any doubt that this is a divine message from God, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was preserved in its intact form. There is no single letter introduced or fabricated or deleted or added to this Quran. That's the first thing. And the second thing, we should know that this Quran is solution for the mankind, for the whole mankind. As the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a prophet for the entire mankind. So if we know this, then we should have no doubt, we should have no hesitation to preach this Quran. فَلَا يَكُنْ فِي صَدْرِكَ حَرَجٌ مِّنْهُ لِتُنذِرَ بِهِ. Let there be no single or a very slightest hesitation in your heart to preach this Quran, to come, to go out to the populations who are puzzled, who are facing problems, complex problems, problems from all faculty of life, problems in health, problems in poverty, problems in economics, problem in inequality, problems on climate, but issues, problems on war, problems on human rights, problems, all type of problems. If you got this book and you are sure it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know that it has this valuable information within, no sensible person can just keep it locked inside a masjid or inside your bookshelf or inside your heart and don't go out to those public. Tell me how many conferences are there, international conference. Now people are meeting at COP28, let's say. And there are always all these leaders and Davos and UN assembly and this, which we call global events. Tell me how many of these global events anyone goes with this Quran and goes to the podium and says that I have now a different message for you. You have been trying to solve these puzzles for years, but now I have a different approach. Here is it. And then he brings things from the Quran. Is there such a thing? No. And that is the root cause of us Muslims and in extension the whole mankind. They are facing the problem. So the mankind is facing a problem and we know the solution, but still we refuse to acknowledge that there is a solution. We keep it locked. So this is the craziest things that can happen to us, and we are facing in this time, in this 21st century. This is the craziest moment, that we have such a valuable thing and we are not exposing it. It's like a person dying in the desert out of thirst and he has water with him. Still he's not using the water. Maybe he thinks that no, this is a poisonous water, or maybe he doesn't know the value of the water, or he cannot see the water, or there is an issue here. Okay, of course, if we analyze, we know what is the reason and everything. But now let us, at this juncture of this verse, kitabun unzila ilayk fala yakum fi sadrika haraj. So let us not feel hesitation. Let us not consider this Quran an elephant in the room, which is the case now. We discuss things and anybody brings something from the Quran, the others starts gazing to him. What is he doing? What is he doing? Quran is not for this type of situation. So we relegated the Quran to serve a very limited purpose, a cultural book. Somebody died from your family, okay, no problem, recite the Quran, no issue. Bring a hafiz, let him finish the Quran in one night and send all the rewards of that recitation to the deceased person. Okay, this is what we do. We carry on a marriage, maybe the marriage ceremony has maybe one verse. We open some of our events, we read a verse or two from the Quran. Although maybe that event is not guided by the Quran, but it just opened by a few verses. So we took Quran in a very shallow form as a cultural book, and that is the root cause of our problem here. كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به. See, this purpose of the Quran is not to open some ceremony or give some blessings to the dead. No, it is to guide the living people on earth. لِتُنذِرَ بِهِ. You see, the word tundhira has the meaning of warning. And what does it mean? It means warning. Warning is not green. A warning means amber or red. The mankind is facing problems. So go and warn them that you are facing a problem. The patient is in his way to the death. So Quran comes and tells the patient that you got to see the doctor. You got to make the checkups. If you continue your status quo, you are going to die. This is the meaning of tundhira bihi. And this has been always the message of all prophets, starting from Nuh until our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in between all prophets. They came and saw their society, that they are going downhill, they are about to die, they are patient, there are lots of disease, there are lots of issues in their society. And then they come up with a solution, and we have this solution in this Quran. لِتُنذِرَ بِهِ, to warn the people. لِتُنذِرَ بِهِ, to warn those people who do not know this Quran. So hopefully when people is in need, they should not refuse this Quran. When a person is in the desert and he's thirsty, if you offer him water, I don't think they will refuse. The problem is that nobody is offering them. So let us take this Quran to the mankind, those people who are ignorant, they do not know the value of it, and let's show them. It's like you go into a dark room and just switch on the lights and they see the light and thank you. Or it's like in the desert, you take water and he drinks and says thank you, and then he regains his health. Okay, لِتُنذِرَ بِهِ. And also this Quran serves the purpose for a second category, who, for whom the Quran is not something foreign. They know, but they forgot. Because our current situation is very conducive to forgetting the Quran. By institutions, by design, by programs, there are the people from the other camp who don't want their population, the Muslim population, to read the Quran or to be attached to the Quran. So you need a dhikra. That's another purpose, a reminder. Quran is a reminder. That's why the Quran, you'll find if you just sequentially read the Quran, a same story is repeated with a slight slight changes here and there, like the stories of Moses, the stories of prophets. It has been repeated in various places. So this repetition is purposeful, because we tend to forget. This is a human trait. So this has been the opening of this surah. And then, inshallah, in some other occasions, I will discuss the other verses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, open, and we ask Allah to open our heart and mind and our eyes so that we see this Quran. We read this Quran, not a shallow reading, rather a deep reading, an analysis, a study of a person who knows that I am in danger. I need to study the Quran. So once we collectively, Muslims and even the whole mankind, if they have that intention, inshallah, we are going to get this benefit from this Quran. Wallahu alam wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu.